The next patient is Dennis Norris. The last name is N-O-R-R-I-S. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old male veteran that is referred to this clinic by Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A, and Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, for a clearance for vascular studies in the left lower and the in both lower extremities. Period. This patient has been a smoker since he was 9 years old and has severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Regardless of the symptoms that he experiences, that are shortness of breath and claudication, the patient continues to smoke. Period. He has a lengthy history, more than 10 years, of diabetes mellitus that has been treated with metformin. He used to weigh more than 200 pounds, but he decided to lose weight with down to 150 pounds. He has been taking metformin, 500 milligrams POBID. He was found with a creatinine of 1.7 milligrams per deciliter, albumin of 29, and a protein creatinine ratio that was completely normal. A microalbumin creatinine ratio that was normal. Period. The renal ultrasound failed to show any hyperechogenicity, obstruction, crystallizations, stones, obstruction, period. In the laboratory workup, also we noticed that the patient has a serum cholesterol that is more than 290 and triglycerides that are higher than 600. The patient is not interested in any type of treatment. I'm so sorry, but this is the wrong narrative. Forget and disregard what I dictated on Dennis Norris up until now. I am going to correct this dictation. Mr. Norris is an 80-year-old male, a patient of Dr. Maxwell, that has a lengthy history of cigarette smoking ever since he was 9 years old. He continues to smoke despite of the presence of COPD and peripheral vascular disease, period. Contributory factor for the nephrosclerosis and deterioration of the kidney function is the diabetes mellitus, period. Another comorbidity related to hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol that is close to 300 and serum triglycerides more than 600, period. The patient underwent treatment for the peripheral vascular disease by Dr. Saka, and he has shown deterioration of the kidney function. The recent determination done on September 28th of 2023 The serum creatinine is 1.71, and the estimated EFR is 40, and the creatinine was in the past, prior to the intervention, 1.3 milligrams per deciliter. Period. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is negative. The most likely situation is that this patient has a significant nephrosclerosis with superimposed contrast nephropathy. Period. Number two, severe hyperlipidemia. Number three, diabetes mellitus under fair control. The patient is taking the metformin, 500 milligrams BID, and he has changed his diet. The hemoglobin A1C is in the sevens, period. Following number. Arterial hypertension, the blood pressure is 122 over 63. At this point, we are going to continue giving him the follow-up in order to evaluate the general condition and the recovery or deterioration of the kidney function. We'll give an appointment in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Paragraph, I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the dictation.